Our reading today is taken from Luke chapter 8, verses 22 to 25. One day, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side of the lake." So they got into a boat and set out. As they sailed, he fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake so that the boat was being swamped and they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided and all was calm. "Where is your faith?" he asked the disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, "Who is this? He commands even the winds and water, and they obey him." This is the word of the Lord.
Right. I realized that someone had managed to secrete themselves in my study where I couldn't see them, and so managed rather more of a lie-in than they normally get. So I wonder if some of the kids would like to come down to the front and give me a hand, because we're going to need to wake Oscar up. I was going to say, they're not that many around. Come on. Come on, join us. Right, okay. So, oh dear. Tell you, I hasn't had a bath for a while. Right, okay, so you know the deal. We shout, which way up are you? Come here. We shout, "Wake up, Oscar," yeah? So, right, okay, so after three. One, two, three.
Wake up, Oscar.
Oh dear. We are feeling very Anglican this morning, aren't we? I think he almost was going to respond, "And also with you." Yeah. Think it needs to be a little bit louder than that. Okay, are we ready? One, two, three.
Wake up, Oscar!
There we are. Oh, there. Are you awake yet? Come on, come on, you need to wake up. No. You need to wake. You can have something nice to eat later. Can you have some turkey sandwiches? Sorry? You like leftover turkey sandwiches? I think you've been asleep for a bit longer than you thought you had. Where are all the Christmas decorations? They're away. What day is it? Sunday. Oh, all right then. It's the 24th. Of what? February. Yes, you missed Valentine's Day. I'll wake you up next year, I promise. Are you going to go to sleep again? You could sleep anywhere, couldn't you? Tell you what, shall we see if there are some places you wouldn't go to sleep? There isn't anywhere you wouldn't go to sleep. Let's see, shall we? Okay, how about this? You'd sleep there. Would you sleep there? Yeah. Probably not while it was moving, but I'm guessing he's the driver. How about, would you sleep there? No. They say that the pain of childbirth is the worst pain you can imagine. Obviously, the person who wrote that never stepped on a Lego brick with bare feet. Would you sleep there? There's a gap on the carpet. Yeah, actually, yeah, no, you might be able to manage to squeeze in there. Right, okay, how about... I need to focus back on the design works. Hands up if you've ever either done this or nearly done this. I always say to new parents, you spend more time awake and less time conscious. You just have to get the sleep when you can. So would you sleep on a park bench? Yeah, I thought you would. Would you go to sleep at a dinner with the President of the United States? Sorry? You're a brave man. I get the feeling that this child is going to have this photo follow them around for the rest of their life. Yeah, yeah? That's even worse than the one where you fall asleep in class and your teacher takes a selfie on your phone. How about this? In a museum. I often feel that that picture's around my house somewhere, around the church, and Jesus is going, what? What? How about at work? Who's ever fallen asleep at work? Yeah. It's all right when you work at home, though, isn't it?
No, this is what I'm
saying. Oh, right, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, falling asleep at work, not great. Again, that's a photo you're not going to live down. How out there? Now, I have to say, I've looked a couple of times at this, and I'm fairly certain that truck isn't moving. So I think that's the driver. But, yeah, even so, it starts to... Would you sleep there? Yeah, you'd sleep anywhere, wouldn't you? Yeah, I thought so. How out there? In a little glass pod attached to the side of a mountain. You come in on this platform here, and you climb down into the pod, and you have this beautiful view. They look like ants. Oh, no. That's a car. That's a long way up. Would you go to sleep there? Maybe. Would you try to go to sleep there? Yeah, you'd try to go to sleep anyway, wouldn't you? Right, okay. So let's up the ante a bit. How about there? Oh, not if you're sleepwalking, do you? Would you go to sleep there? I'll take that as a no. Oh, yes. No. Okay, right, okay. Well, you wouldn't sleep there, would you? How about there? I think he's just fainted. You wouldn't sleep there? Oscar? Would you sleep? Right, okay. I think I better click on, really, Hunter. You didn't faint, did you? How about, and I'm hoping this is going to work, there. Could you sleep there? Yeah. I know three people who did. I was awake taking film of the waves and quite enjoying it, but everybody else decided they needed a good lie down. Or could you sleep there? Jesus fell asleep in the back of a boat on the Sea of Galilee. Well, see, the thing is, it's not quite as weird as it might sound, because the Sea of Galilee, I'm reliably informed by my reliable informer, normally looks like that. Obviously not with Jackie in it. It doesn't normally have Jackie in it. But it's calm and peaceful and sunny. The problem is the Sea of Galilee is really weird. It's not a sea. It's more of a big lake. But it's a really big lake. In fact, it's so big that from certain points, you can't see the other side of it because of the curvature of the earth. That bit you can, but other bits you can't. So it gets some really, really weird weather. And when the wind comes in from a particular direction, you can get really bad storms blowing up out of nowhere. And that's what happened in the boat. This storm blew up out of nowhere. Now, Peter and James and John and the others are fishermen. They've spent their whole lives fishing on the Sea of Galilee. So storms, they know what this is like. They know better than I do what this is like. They know that the Sea of Galilee, the storms come up out of nowhere. So why were they scared of this one? It must have been particularly bad for them to be scared. I imagine that they got scared. What sort of things are we scared by? What sort of things are you scared by?
I don't know. Heights.
Heights. Spiders. Sorry? Sorry?
Birds.
So, what scares you the most? Little Paul said werewolves. Little Nina said sharks. Little Catherine said ghosts. Little Dylan said the unstoppable marching of time that is slowly guiding us all towards an inevitable death. If you're a teacher, you're going to watch out for Dylan, aren't you? But yeah, I'm scared of heights. Yeah, I know. Yeah. That one makes my stomach clench. There were some other pictures I found on Google, and I just thought, I can't even show those in church because I think some people might throw up, possibly even me. You might be scared of spiders. He's a friendly spider. He's still got 8 legs, so Jackie wouldn't like him. You might be scared of confined spaces. That's a hotel in Japan. See how big the rooms are? Wouldn't like that if you're claustrophobia. You might be frightened of wasps. That's actually not a wasp. It's an Asian hornet. Never going to Asia. I don't like wasps. That's mine. It might be other things. You might be scared of being lonely, of being on your own. You might be scared that your children will stop breathing. Those of us who are parents, put your hands up if you've been a parent. Now, leave your hand up if you have never checked on your children to make sure that they're still breathing. Have we got any hands up? No, good. I don't have to call social services then. Put your hands up if you have teenage children. Leave your hand up if you've never checked whether your teenage children are still breathing at certain points. Yes, we do sneak into our teenage children's bedrooms and just make sure they're still breathing. But there may be other things that we're frightened of. Come on. Might be frightened of school. Might be frightened of bullies. Might be frightened about Brexit. You might be frightened about the situation in our world. What happened in the boat when people were frightened? They came to Jesus and they said, Jesus, we're going to die! And I imagine, because I like to think of Jesus this way, that Jesus was sort of like, what? Pardon? And rubbed the sleep out of his eyes with the water sloshing across the boat. And Peter running up and down, pulling on ropes. And James and John hauling on the oars. And the other disciples who aren't sailors all go, we're going to die, don't you care? And Jesus is like, pardon? You what? And then he stands up. and he walks very steadily to the front of the boat.
Now, sometimes when I see this scene played out, Jesus stands at the front of the boat, sort of like that woman from Titanic, sort of, and goes, "Peace, be still," and the waves calm down. And I just get the feeling that that's not really the sort of thing Jesus would do. I don't think he was very Cecil B. DeMille. I just had the feeling he walked to the front of the boat and went, "Peace, be still." And the waves stopped. One of my favourite cartoons about this, the way the boat stops in midair as the wave disappears underneath it, and then it crashes back down onto the surface of the lake. And you've got all the disciples just like, what? Because however quickly the storm's going to stop, it's not that quick. And he says, "Where was your faith? Didn't you know I was in the boat with you? Or had you forgotten?" And the disciples are like, "Who is this bloke? Even the sea obeys him." Wow. And in Jewish thinking, the sea was a scary thing. It was the unpredictable. So what does this story have to say to us? What are you frightened of? What are you frightened of? Yeah, okay. What are you frightened of? Jesus is in the boat with you. Do you trust Jesus enough to have a nap? Someone once said to me many years ago, teaching about this, you have power over any storm that you can sleep through. If we can trust God so much for the different circumstances that we face, for the difficult times that we face ahead of us, that we can sleep knowing that God has got our back, then we have power over those storms. They don't rule us because God is with us and Jesus will always be there for us. And there may be times when the storms take longer to go away. There may be times when the storms seem to get worse. But Jesus is with us. Always, always, always with us. So if you're facing a storm, ask God to give you the peace that means that you can sleep. And if you're in the midst of a storm today, before you leave today, find someone whom you trust in our church family and ask them to pray for you. It might be me, it might be one of the others that you know who is happy to pray for people. If you're in a storm today, get someone to pray with you. Pray that you can sleep like Jesus in the back of the boat. And pray that you can trust that Jesus will get you through the storm. We don't have to be afraid because God's got this.